Yourself, you belong to me.
And I go ooh ooh with my hands, you know, and my eyes open wide, and they store it in the back of the of the auditorium. That's what she told me. Anyway, she said we're showing the play an extra day because of your number. And you have to see how cute I was dressed as a flapper girl singing to a guy with a big raccoon coat on. In those days, the men wore raccoon coats, you know. Fur raccoon coats. I wish I could find that picture. I'm going to look at my album when I get a chance. Go on.
You go on.
Well, why did you want to hear that again? I told you about that one, didn't I?
Well, I didn't write it down, so I'm writing it down.
What are you writing down?
I'm just taking notes.
The whole song?
Yeah. I'll find the song later.
I didn't know you were.
I also, I didn't tell you, but I put on the recorder, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I recorded you singing a little bit.
Oh, I would have sang better and louder if I could have. I can't sing that loud or talk too loud. I don't want Uncle Steve to wake up, you know.
No, I just, it's just, it's nice to have your beautiful voice on tape.
Aw, that's cute. That's right. When I go, at least you can listen to me, right?
No, you're not going.
No? Okay.
No, you stay. Stick around. You stick
I'm
around
staying.
Here. That's it. I'm staying.
I'm staying. That's all I can tell you. I'm staying.
All right.
Uncle Steve says, 105, I give you. 105, you're going to be.
All right. Well, you've been working out every day.
I don't want to be
105. Yeah?
I don't want to be 105 and look wrinkly and skinny and old looking.
Grandma, you've been wrinkly for like 40 years.
No, I haven't. I'm not wrinkly. I'm not bad. I'm not that bad.
You're not old.
You think I'm wrinkly? Do you think I'm wrinkly?
Grandma. I love you, but you're wrinkly.
But you didn't answer my question.
You're wrinkly.
Where? My face? Because I can't see my face that well. In the magnifying mirror, I can't see any wrinkles. That's the beauty of not being able to see. I don't see wrinkles.
You're not old. You just have wrinkles like old people.
Oh, remember that one? Oh, Stephen. You have to write that one down.
That's for
my
album.
I wrote that in a book a long time ago, and the book is lost. All the cute things that you said. All the cute things I had written down, I remember. And all my other grandchildren I didn't spend enough time with to really, you know. So I remember writing in the book to my other grandchildren, I didn't spend that much time with you to really, you know, have all these cute little things.
Yeah, well, we ended up in the same
Stevie.
Place. We ended up...
So they wouldn't be jealous, you know?
Well, we ended up in the same place, so it's okay.
What do you mean?
Well, you lost my book, and then we never had a book for anybody else, so we're all even.
Well, that's true. I don't have the book anymore. I don't know whatever happened. I don't know. You know, when I moved, I don't know what people did with my things. I'm telling you, I'm missing so many things, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Go on, Steve.
Go on. Keep torturing me.
Go ahead, Stevie.
I don't really have anything else. You know?
No?
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I just want, like, I don't know. You didn't get into anything, sad or heavy or depressing or whatever. The one that you
right.
skipped yesterday was The one that you skipped yesterday was when you had to make a hard decision.
Oh, what,
I don't know
what
if
was
you
that?
Remember.
That was just that wasn't such a difficult decision. I don't know why I even said that. The one about the Blaze, the guy, the president, the star, I didn't go out with him?
Yeah, that's what you said. But you.
Yeah, but that wasn't so terrible. It's just that, you know, I just felt, my goodness, what would happen if I wound up with him? I don't know. I didn't care for him that much. I just thought he was cute to go out with, you know. I was young. I was only 17. I met him at 17. When I graduated the last term, last senior term, because I skipped from 6 to 8, you know, and I met him in my 8th term, that's all, and never really spoke to him, really, not much at all. Just he tried to ask me out one day on the bus, and I told him that I wouldn't.
You're right.
So that wasn't so difficult. Maybe I'll try to think of something very difficult. You know, a decision that I had to make. I'll have to try to think and think and think.
Well, what was the decision? Do you remember a hard decision Grandpa had to make that you were helping him with or you were there with?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Was there a difficult decision that Grandpa had to make that you remember?
Oh, I don't. Not that I know of. I don't remember. I don't know. There was a. I remember I had to work for. I worked for him while he was trying to get somebody to take the assistant's place. He left, and he needed an assistant, and he asked me to work for him. Is that all, you know, in the office?
How did that go?
Well, I lasted 3 weeks because I couldn't stand the girl at his desk, Marge. She thought she owned the place, you know. And she was with him for many, many, many years. And I didn't like certain things about her. So I said I was going to leave. Should I tell you why?
Yeah.
Well, one night, while I was there, she said, well, you know, Pat, the doctor's assistant always has to vacuum the office before she leaves. I said, really? The dentist's wife has to vacuum? So I took the vacuum and I was yelling. I'm going, oh, boy, I was vacuuming, I'm saying. And there was somebody in one of his operatories, you know, waiting to be taken. And I said, can you imagine the dentist's wife having to vacuum? I was ripping. And Grandpa standing there saying nothing. I wanted him to yell at her. So I told him, I'm never coming back, my dear. That's the end. So I didn't.
Right.
I didn't. I lasted 3 weeks.
All right.
He had to do it by himself, and she had to help him, girl at the desk, whatever.
So you know what happened, Grandma?
Why?
You were snobby.
I don't know if you call it snobby. I just didn't think that was right that she had to tell me that. She should have done it. Let her do it. Not the dentist's wife. That's not being snobby. I don't think that's right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Right.
If it's called snobby, snobbish, being snobbish, that's another story, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If you didn't want to be the assistant, but that's probably what the assistant did.
I understand. But it doesn't mean I should do it.
Well, you were the assistant.
Well, I still think the other girl should have done it.
You're right.
Well, whatever. Whatever. I was just very upset about that.
Fair enough.
And I left.
What about So I don't know. Did you ever have? I never really talked to you and Grandpa about your relationship. Did you, like, what was the hardest time in the, like, you always, like, I don't know. I remember Grandpa telling me that, like, that people divorce now because it's not, like, marriage isn't as, like, final as it used to be. You know, like, marriage was so final. Like, you didn't even enter your mind. Like, divorce never even entered your mind. So, like, whatever problems you had, you just sort of figured it out because it's like, well, it's like you didn't even think that divorce was an option, where now people sort of, like, consider,
you know,
consider it.
As soon as they don't get along, they want to get a divorce instead of trying to work it out, you know. The people today.
Can you tell me, I don't want to make you sad or anything, but I don't know. Can you tell me about a time that, like, you, that was hard, like, where you had an argument or something, or is there a time that stands out that was, like, I don't know, the toughest it got, where you figured it out and maybe, like, future people, you know,
come around from it? There was one time, once, when I wanted to get a divorce.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, my mother and father were down, staying with us for a while. They used to come and stay a few days. And they were downstairs, and I forgot why. I don't even remember what our argument was about. So I said, I'm getting a divorce. So I told my mother and father, I'm getting a divorce. And I got on the phone and I called somebody. I asked him if he knew of a divorce lawyer. No, I don't know of any. I said, oh, okay, goodbye. Then Grandpa came down, going to work, and he comes over as if nothing happened, and he kisses me goodbye, and kisses my mother and father goodbye, like nothing ever happened. And we made up. I don't know, when he came home, we made up. That was the only time I remember ever seeing I was going to get a divorce. I don't even remember what the argument was about. That's the funny thing.
Wow. That's amazing,
I just remember coming down in the morning, and my mother and father were in the kitchen, and I said, I'm getting a divorce. And they looked at each other. And I got on the phone and asked somebody for a divorce lawyer. Oh, good.
Wow.
That was funny. He didn't even know anything. I don't know. So, oh, he's unbelievable, Grandpa. He's unbelievable.
That's weird. That's how I am. I really am. Like,
oh, yeah.
I could be arguing, and then it's like, I forget it. You know, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like that with Mom. Like, I fight tooth and nail with Mom sometimes, and then I'm just like, I love you, Mom. Like, I hate you, but I love you.
You know, that's a good trait, honey. It's very good to be like that.
I guess.
I'm
it's also
different.
Like,
I hold a little grudge for a while, you know? I hold grudges.
It's also kind of like what crazy
Grandpa,
people do,
I got
right?
Over it with 1, 2, 3. Also, we made up right away.
Do you remember? Did you talk about it after that, or you never even talked about it again?
I guess we did, and I think I told him that I called somebody. I don't know. I really don't even remember anything more than that. Too long ago. I just remember the incident coming down in the kitchen and calling.
Man, it's really weird.
My grandpa leaving and kissing me goodbye. I said to my mother, look, he's acting like nothing ever happened.
I mean, it's really weird. It's really weird that I don't know if that's blood or if I picked that up from, like, watching him. Like, because we have this weird thing. Like, it's true. Like when I latch on to something, I'm very, very passionate about it, right? So, like, if I'm in an argument, you know, I could be really animated and think it's a big deal, but then it's over, and then I'm not, you know,
You're not angry. You don't hold a grudge.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, honey. It's a wonderful trait. Write that down. My Stevie has a wonderful trait.
It's about you, not about me.
No, I know.
Her Stevie has a wonderful trait.
Wonderful trait of forgiveness. Your mother should be like that. Your mother should take after you. She should be like you.
So,
and me. And Grandpa.
Well, she's more like you, I guess.
Yeah, she might be like more like me.
So what's a time where you held a grudge that you shouldn't have?
Well, not with Grandpa. I'm talking about my life, during my life. Like, if I didn't like what somebody would say. I don't want to know them. Like Grandpa's sister, Aunt Florence. Her name was Santa. She's very, got a very big mouth and used to say things, you know, just on the top of, say anything that came into her mind. Anyway, I didn't like her. And on my wedding day, oh, please, I didn't even want to go into this.
Tell me, this is the juicy stuff.
Well, I was getting my, I was growing my hair to wear a ponytail for my, with my headpiece for my wedding, with the veil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was growing my hair long, and she knew it, right? So, the headpiece I fell in love with did not require that kind of a hairdo, so I had to have my hair cut short for this, you know, for my headpiece. You know what I'm talking about when I say headpiece?
Yeah, the, like, veil thing.
Yeah, it's the thing that the veil is attached to.
Okay, so gotcha.
Put on top of your head. People have all kinds of things. They put crowns and then the veils, all kinds of things. The one I used, it wouldn't go well with the ponytail. So she came to the same, like, beauty salon while I was having my hair done that morning with Nana Rissi, with her mother, Grandpa's mother. She's sitting far away, and she says, "You grew your hair purposely for your wedding, and now you're having it cut. Now, isn't that silly?" Exactly the words, shouting it out to make everybody hear, you know? So I couldn't stand her after that. I was cordial to her and nice every time I ever had to meet her, but I never wanted to go out with her, with her husband. You know, we never really went out too much together, the four of us. I really could never stand her. That was one thing. That was one thing. Would you say that? Would you get upset if somebody said that? Let the entire place here. Now, isn't that silly?
Yeah, that's a little. I mean, I would make that joke. I just wouldn't scream it across a room. And it'd be like a good-natured kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tease you all the time. It's like one of my favorite things.
To tease me? Oh, yeah, that's different, honey. No, that's different. This was not a tease. This was a...
Well, it was a tease from across the room. So it's like, you know.
It's not a tease. It's a direct insult. That was a direct insult. And to make everybody hear or say that. Now, isn't that silly? Now, where is that a tease? Now, where is that tease?
Well, I don't know. Silly is, like, not... It's not like, aren't you an idiot? It's like, that's silly. I don't know.
No, it wasn't said that way, honey. It wasn't said that way. No. Anyway, I didn't care for her after that, ever. And then there were other things during, you know, the course of our knowing each other. It was always something. She always had something to say. You know, she has a very big mouth.
You're right.
But anyway, I held a grudge with her for years. But you want to know something? After we got old, are old now, I really have forgiven her. I don't care anymore. I've spoken to her on the phone. You know, I really don't care anymore about it.
All right.
But it took me many, many years. But that's just one of the people that I held a grudge. I'm talking, you know, there were other people too in my lifetime. I just don't remember what they were. And then I just, like, in school, if there was somebody I didn't like, they said something I didn't like, I just wouldn't look at them anymore. I wouldn't fight with them. I wouldn't talk to them, do anything. Just ignore them. That was my thing, to ignore.
You hit him in the labanza?
I said I ignored.
So Grandpa always told me, hit him in the labanza. That's the best place to hit him because it doesn't show a mark.
Oh, God. You used to have nice little talks with your grandpa, huh?
Yeah, I used to talk a lot with him. I mean, I don't know. I learned a lot of shit from him, so.
I know, honey.
So that's why it's, it makes me, like, it just makes me laugh when, you know, you were telling that story about him, and I was like, oh, I can see myself in that, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't see that with other people, you know? It's, I don't know. It's kind of neat, I guess. When I really think about it, you know, I did get a lot of personality traits from him. I don't know if it's because of blood or because he raised me, you know?
Yes, because he raised you.
Well, he certainly helped, yeah. So
he helped. Mm-hmm. And your grandma helped.
Yeah. My grandma was my best friend.
Oh, my God. I taught you so many things when you were little. God.
What was your favorite thing that you taught me?
Puzzles, putting puzzles together and playing with all the toys that we used to go and buy. You know, after we'd eat at the diner, we'd go to the, I forgot the name of that store, Modell's or something, or one of those kinds of stores. Buy a toy down in the basement.
Oh, I remember, what was that place called?
Modell's, wasn't it?
No, Modell's is like a sporting goods store.
Yeah, but it was upstairs, and I think downstairs they sold toys.
Oh, really?
I think, I don't know, I don't remember exactly, but it could have been a different name, a different store, I don't know.
Was it, I don't know, what was it like? I think I remember that there was like a bear on it, like a stuffed bear.
Where?
On, you know, on the sign where it used to take me.
I don't remember. A bear? A stuffed bear?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like Toy World or something, or I don't know.
Toys R Us? No, it wasn't Toys R Us.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I think we went to Caldor sometimes, too. Remember Caldor?
Caldor?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember taking you there or anything.
But you remember that it was a thing.
It was a what? A store.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's gone. It's long gone.
But that wasn't the one I took you to. We used to go down a big base, a big staircase. Don't you remember down to the basement? And you'd walk around and I'd say, only one toy, Stevie.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And you knew exactly what you wanted. And then you say, could I have two, Grandma? So I said, okay. So you had two, Grandma. You picked out two. I told you about one of the stories. I told everybody this story. They had a bunch of books on a table down the basement there. They had all the toys. I said, you're going to buy some books now. And I pick out. So I sat down on something. I don't know what the heck. I was sitting waiting for you. And you sat on the floor and started looking through all the books. So I said, well, which one do you want, Stevie? When you finished, he said, I don't want any of them. I read them all. Oh, God, Stephen, you are so funny. It's so funny, so determined. So you knew what you wanted. You knew everything.
I did read them all, too, I think.
I read them all. Yeah, you look through the pictures, you pulled that reading, but you're only a little boy. I think you were four or five, I don't remember.
Oh, I couldn't read yet?
No, you couldn't have been that old. You must have been three.
Oh,
right. I secured you for only for 3 years, the first 3 years, and then your mother gave you to a, when she went to work, she put you in a daycare. Daycare. And she took you out of that daycare, put you in another one, I don't remember. But you used to come to see me every weekend. You always were with me on the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know. So you must have been 3 years old. Gosh. Only three, looking through all those books. Gosh. 3 years old.
I read them all.
Oh, Stevie, you were funny. Funny, funny boy.
Anything else funny that I did?
I don't, yes, you know that story. While I was taking care of you, one day my grandpa came home and he was sitting in the kitchen waiting to eat, and you grabbed this big thick dictionary and you stood on it in the kitchen and pretended you had a microphone in your hand and you're going blah 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 blah. Your mother came in and I told her, she took a picture of you doing it again. You did it again for her.
Yeah.
She took a picture.
Was
remember
it,
that?
It was a picture or was a video? Or I think there was a picture.
I think a video. I think she has a video. I never saw it, but she said she took something of you. I don't think it was a picture. I think it was a video. I said, he's going to be president someday. You must have watched on television. We used to do a lot of we used to sit together and watch television a lot. Remember Aladdin?
Yeah, of course. You remember? Aladdin was incredible.
Yeah. What?
Aladdin was incredible.
Yeah, we used to watch that. And you probably store other things, and you must have seen some politician on the podium talking or something, and you did the same thing. That's what you were emulating. That was so cute. I said, he's going to be president someday. You did a lot of good things, honey, and the puzzle, I couldn't believe how you knew how to put that puzzle, that gigantic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs together. My gosh. I pretended I was helping you, but I couldn't really help you. You knew exactly where every part was. Oh, my. And then we put it on the pool table, and you started sitting on the pool table down the basement, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and you put it together there. Oh, gosh. And then we used to play outside. Remember you saved me? The trees almost fell on me. You said, let's not play ball anymore. Let's go in and watch TV. And we walked away, and this big tree fell down. It would have hit me on the... It would have hit you, too, your mother said, because she said it extended that far down where you were standing. It would have hit you, too.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That was crazy.
Crazy? Wow, this big, stupid tree. It must have been so weak. And nobody knew that? The lamp people that came in to, do the lawn? I guess they don't check the trees. Who knows what the heck? Who expected that?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I mean... So I was at work a couple months ago, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I got about halfway to the bathroom, and I heard this giant crash. I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I turned around. It sounded like something, like it sounded kind of like somebody's desk fell over. So I was like, "What was that?" And then it was like really loud. So I looked, and the ceiling had fallen down right where I was sitting. It fell, like, the ceiling, the ceiling didn't cave in, but, like, the plaster and stuff, like, came, it fell and landed right on my seat.
Wow.
It wouldn't have killed me, but it would have hurt. Like, I probably would have gotten a concussion, like, it would have been rough. And then I could have sued for $1 million, but, so, alas... We didn't take that opportunity, but that's two times in my life that falling things almost killed me.
Yeah.
So.
It's ridiculous. So be careful. But how would you know, right? That's a feeling to fall in. How would you even think that that might happen?
Yes, certain things you got to trust are not going to happen.
I know. What do they do about that ceiling? They put a whole new ceiling?
Yeah, they closed the whole office. And they put a new ceiling up. And we had to, the office was closed for a whole week. And we all had to work from home and, work from different places and yada yada. Because of that.
Is that the job that you have now?
Yeah. This is a couple months ago. And then
you never told me this. You never told me this.
Well, I don't tell you everything.
Does your mother know?
I don't know. It wasn't a big deal. Nothing happened.
I know, but it's such a thing, such a freak accident.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Really crazy. And you never dream that that's going to happen. Never.
Yeah, you're just sitting there, ceiling falls on your head? Like, never.
Oh, my God. Wow, you never dream that would ever happen, It's something you just don't think about.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen. Oh, my foot is falling asleep. Oh, my foot. Okay.
Wake it up.
I'm waking it. I'm banging it on the floor. Trying to wake it up. Anyway, do you have any more questions?
I don't
know. continue another time anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe, yeah, we could continue, maybe. Because, like, you know, we got some good stories in here.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't, like, we talked a little bit about, like, bad stuff, which is good. So, because it, I don't know, it's helpful to hear the good and the bad.
Well, I have something bad to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Want to hear it now?
Sure,
hit me. I was going to say, when I lost my son,
yeah,
I went to a therapist, plus I had a friend of mine at that time, Katie, that lost her daughter a week before I lost my son. So we were able to talk to each other and cry together and get it out. Grandpa would never, ever talk about Alex. I wasn't allowed to say a word about him, ever. So he internalized, and therefore he developed diabetes. And I read that in his diabetes manual. I used to get them, and I used to read them. And it said, if you are obese, which he was, heavy, and are under stress, you can get diabetes, even though it's not in the family. It doesn't run in the family, because it didn't run in Daddy's family, Grandpa's family. It was on my side of the family, diabetes, but not his side. And he internalized, never ever mentioned Alex anymore. And if you did try to say anything, he wouldn't answer, or he'd say, I'm not talking about it now. So, that's a bad thing. Very bad thing.
I didn't know that Grandpa would never talk about it.
Never, ever. Never.
Wow.
And Alex has gone 31 years, I think, now.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's just a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I still cry. You know, every so often over Grandpa and him and my son. You never think you're going to lose your son, your children, before you die. Never.
Yeah.
Never think that.
You probably expected to outlive Grandpa, though, right?
Well, he used to tell me, he used to say, Pat, you better get used to it, being without me, because he's got to go first. And I said, no, you never know. I could go first. You never know what may happen. But he used to say that to me.
Well, he had all these problems, and you were going to the gym every day, you know?
What?
You were going to the gym every day, and he was having all these problems, so, you know.
I know, yeah.
Like he...
Well, he had diabetes, and then he developed a pancreatic cancer, you know, he had a lot of problems.
But on top of that, you know, he had polio, which wasn't affecting him then, but, like, you know, he had diverticulitis, and he had this, and he had that.
Yeah.
Like, he had a lot of stuff. That was tough.
Yep.
What happened? Who's
so
Katie?
I knew he was going to go first. I just didn't want to believe it. You understand? Even when he died, I didn't believe it. It didn't sink in right away.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Does it ever really sink in, or it just sort of like, I don't know.
Yeah, it did later on, you know. Delayed reaction. Cried constantly. I still cry. It just got better. You learn to cope after a while, you know. You learn to cope. But something might remind you of it, you know, and you sort of cry. Tears come into your eyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
was there a moment where it sunk in?
Yeah, I don't know a moment, a special moment, but it happened sort of after. Like, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. What happened was I kept thinking he's going to live, even though they put him in hospice. I heard people live in hospice for a while. So your mother and I left the day they put him in hospice at the hospital in Florida, this is. Because we were so tired, we didn't sleep the night before and all that. So we went home to nap. And Uncle Johnny said, I'll stay here. They had like a sofa in that room. And he said, I'll stay here on the sofa. you know, with Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he died while we left, after we left. Johnny held his hand, Uncle Johnny, and he said, "You can go now, Dad." He figured he was holding on, just holding on, to get everything done, all the paperwork and stuff, the legal things that John had to do for him, you know?
Yeah.
He said, "Everything is done now, Dad. You can go now." And he died right then, held his hand.
That's insane.
And then he called us at home. I couldn't believe it. I still didn't believe it. I don't know. I didn't believe it right away. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy.
So it happened later. Happened later where it really sunk in, you know.
Well, yeah, that's tough. Well, that's not the best note to end on, huh?
No, it's not. No.
Maybe.
You don't even have to put that down. I don't have to remember that one, right? It's not something a person would want, a collage of happenings, right?
Well, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I don't know what this will eventually be, but I figured I'd just
try
take everything down and then look at it at the end and really and think about it. And
right.
Then, you know, and I don't know. Maybe there's something to do. Maybe it's just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's all useful. You know, it's not meant to be, oh, here are the good parts and forget about the bad parts, you know, like.
Right.
It's important to just think about all this stuff. Because
it's true.
Yeah.
And not only that, but even if this doesn't work out for you and your friend that wants to go into this business, you have all this information about your family, about your grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
To fall back on, to read someday if you want.
Of course, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not going anywhere. It's,
right.
No, it's good. That's why I wanted to do it, because, you know, worst comes to worst, like, it's still a good thing to do. Like, I wanted to write Grandpa's biography. Grandpa wanted me to write it. And I was thinking, thinking of writing, like, just a bunch of stories, you know? Because he would tell me these different stories about the convalescent home and, like...
Oh, yeah, I could tell you a couple of them.
Yeah, right?
One of them, and I guess he told you how he got his, somebody's, he beat somebody and playing some kind of a game. I guess it was marbles, and he won his wheelchair, right, for the kid's wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, and he, like, threw him out of it, yeah.
Yeah, because he had an old broken one. He had an old jumpy one, and he wanted this kid's new one.
Well, he won it fair and square.
But it won it, fair and square. I can't think of anything else, any other stories about him right now. I'll talk to you another time about him.
Yeah. But I just remember he used to play baseball, and he had the fastest guy to run for him. And I remember Jimmy the Greek.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy the Greek. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy the Greek.
I'll tell you about that.
One-eyed Joe. Jimmy the Greek. I don't know. It's just funny. It's
when
like
he
a movie.
Selling ice cream, Jimmy the Greek. Oh, was it Jimmy the Greek that took his cone? He was eating a cone or some ice cream.
Yeah, he told me it was
yeah,
an ice cream sandwich.
He asked
yeah.
if he wanted a bite, and he took the whole thing from him, and he punched him. And Jimmy the Greek liked that—the fact that he stood up to him, and he started protecting him. You know. Stuff like that.
Well, you skipped the part where Jimmy the Greek beat the hell out of him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember that.
He gave him a black eye, and then Jimmy the Greek beat the hell out of him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he went home crying. Like, and
I don't remember
and
that.
His,
that's funny. Maybe I blocked it out. Maybe I blocked it. I don't know.
His dad said, "Go back and get him." And he's like, "What am I going to do with it?" He's like, "Look what he did to me." but he told me later, I guess he was at NYU.
Yeah.
he was talking about studying, and Jimmy DeGreek was like, "Oh, you know, you want me to go pull the fire alarm to get you out of the test?" Is there anything you could do to help?
Yeah. No matter what it was, right?
Yeah, right.
Did I shoot that guy for you?
Yeah, I know. That's like, you know, what kind of skills can this guy, like, lend a guy in college, you know?
Only beating people up.
Is that, I can beat people up, I can pull a fire alarm, I can set a fire, I could, you know? There's a narrow range of skills there.
Right.
but it's still good.
Was he the one that protected Grandpa when he started selling ice cream? Grandpa started selling ice cream, you know, to make some money to help his father to put him through college.
Yeah, I don't know.
And somebody didn't want him on the street, but it was his spot or something like that. And I think it was Jimmy the Greek said, "Well, you're going to stay there. I'll take care of it." You know, if the guy wants to throw you out of that spot.
Yeah.
I think it was Jimmy the Greek. I'm not sure. It wasn't him.
He's the only bodyguard I can think of.
Yeah. So he protected him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. The poor kids from the neighborhood, you know, like, helped each other. It's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of an area it was, you know, in those days.
Sure, yeah. It was... It's funny.
Very few went to college. Very few.
It's funny. It's like a really cool neighborhood now. Like, the Lower East Side is like, I don't know. There's all these bars and places. It's like the place to go.
Really? They fixed it up? Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean,
they have all the Chinese restaurants around.
It's all, well, there's still Chinatown. But, you know, you could walk a couple blocks and you get to, like, all these bars and restaurants. And it's like a really cool place to go.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a ton of fun. Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, New York City is all built up now. Like, there's no part of Manhattan that's like bad, really. Like, the place with the most crime in Manhattan is Midtown.
Where?
Midtown.
Where?
Midtown.
Midtown.
Midtown, that's, Grandma. Midtown.
Yeah, Midtown. Midtown.
Yeah.
That's the worst part in the city.
Yeah, and
right?
it's not even bad. It's like, you know, it's where all the, you know, that's where most of the job, a ton of the jobs are, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like those big buildings and everything. But,
there's a lot of crime there?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I guess there's a lot of pickpockets or something. I don't know. I looked it up.
Oh, well, stay away from it. Stay away from there.
All right, stay away from Midtown. But the point is that, you know, that's not a neighborhood you'd think is bad, because it's like everybody has to go there for work. It's a normal, you know. It's not what you think of when you think of, like, a bad neighborhood. It's not like everybody there is poor and, like, you know, killing people and stuff. It's like, it's just a, you know, it's where the Empire State Building is. It's where Madison Square Garden is. It's like,
oh, my goodness, yeah.
So.
Everybody wants to see those things.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Where do you go to work? Where?
I work in Soho.
Soho?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where that is? They didn't even call
it that. I went once. I walked through it with Grandpa once. I was looking at artwork. I remember seeing some artwork. They were doing, everybody was outside doing something, painting, they're doing something, you know? Yeah. Artists and all that.
All right.
But that was years, many, many years ago. I don't know what it's like now.
They still have a little bit of that, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's just too cold now, but...
What else do they have?
Oh, there's a lot of models.
What?
There's a lot of models. Like, it's fashion. There's a lot of, like, fashion stuff there.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So I just see models, like, walking around, and they take, like, pictures in the street and stuff. The street, they're, like, cobblestone streets. So they're really nice. So, yeah.
And what do they have? Some buildings there, office buildings, that's where you work?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they have a bunch of office buildings, too, I guess. A lot of like the modeling stuff there, like the office buildings of the modeling agencies, you know, or of
Yeah.
designers or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
It must be nice to walk around there a little bit and see what's going on, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood, and it's pretty cool. Like people are like, where do you work? You're like, oh, I work at Soho. It's like, huh. So.
I didn't know it was something special.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad.
So it's getting late. I'll let you
Okay,
go.
honey, I'm getting very tired now. What time is it?
9:25.
Oh, I'm gonna turn into a pumpkin.
Getting close.
I'm gonna turn into Cinderella.
You're gonna turn into a squink.
Yeah, squint. Okay. How does a squint look?
I think you want to be more worried about what it sounds like.
Okay, honey, so you want me to call you again, or you call me when you want some more information?
I'll call you for more information.
All right, when you want more information, you call me. And you have to meet you and Alex, meet me for breakfast one Sunday, a particular Sunday, every, you know, once in a while.
Yeah, we can do dinner too if you'd rather do that, because I know you get sick of breakfast.
Yeah, I always go to breakfast. I would like dinner, so, you know, dinner would be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I know you were a little upset at me that you said you only want to go to breakfast. Like, no, it's just
Well,
easiest.
you said something about that you had to get home, so you only wanted to go to breakfast because you didn't want to go at night because you had to get home to go to sleep, you know, for work.
Yeah, I can do anything.
And Alex
It's just
said he had
easier.
to do his homework. You both had reasons, you know. He said he had to do his homework.
No,
It was best that
it's
we go for
just.
breakfast. And so I said, all right. So I said, okay, so we'll do breakfast.
It's a little easier, but you know, that's okay.
Well, if that's what you want, I can do breakfast. You know, I don't care. As long as I'm seeing you both. But it would be nice sometimes for me to go to dinner because I don't go to dinner very much, you know, at all.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I rarely go to dinner, rarely.
All right.
My one friend that I could go to dinner with, Gloria, she doesn't seem, she can't go out too much anymore because of her hip. So she never wants to go anyplace.
She's got a bad hip.
Yeah.
All
Bad
right.
hip. All right, so someday, anyway, call me when you need more information and when you feel like going either to breakfast or dinner, whatever. All righty?
All right. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow. Let me see you when I get out of work.
Okay,
I love
honey.
you
All
very
righty.
much, Grandma.
Love you, honey. Love you so much.
All right,
Bye, doll.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Have a good night's sleep.
You too.
Thank you. Good
Okay.
night, honey.
Good night. Bye.